Hello, and welcome to Compliance 360, an 8-part podcast series from MedTech Insight on U.S. FDA compliance and enforcement issues. I'm Sean Schmidt, Deputy Editor. In this third installment, former FDA Investigations Branch Director Ricky Chase explains how your company can build trust with FDA. Ricky is Compliance Practice Director for Lachman Consultant Services, a firm she joined in June 2016 after spending 16 years at FDA, where she was also an investigator, medical device specialist, and supervisory investigator. What do you have for us today, Ricky?
Well, Sean, for some reason, the assumption when inspecting regulated industry is that there are problems to be found and pleasant surprise when the inspection goes well. This is interesting in that investigators are trained to enter with no assumptions, positive or negative, and it's intended to ensure that observations of noncompliance are based in fact which can be demonstrated. So why is that the paradigm, and how do we get that to shift? Now, many years ago, I was responsible for training a new investigator. We had complaints and MDRs indicating that the firm's device was implicated in patient overdose and death. We also had personal documentation from the patient's family demonstrating that the firm had been notified of the complaint. We conducted a routine quality system inspection, but we didn't see the complaint in the firm's records or in their MDR filings. And we asked several times if they were aware of the matter, and they denied knowledge for 3 straight days. On the 4th day, we were presented with a file containing the details of the complaint and the investigation. We were told that it was found in the desk drawer of a member of senior leadership at the firm. Needless to say, it was difficult to trust the personnel or the documents moving forward. Building trust with the investigator, and therefore the agency, is an integral part of successfully navigating inspections and, if necessary, response to an official action. The investigator is the person you will most frequently interact with, and as ORA likes to say, the eyes and the ears of the agency. This is one of the most critical relationships you will build. Their experience with your firm will be characterized in the 483 observations as well as the official establishment inspection report. And the first step is in setting the stage. Planning for your inspections is important. It demonstrates that you take the inspectional process seriously and that you understand your role as well as the role of the investigator. You should read and train on the investigation's operations manual and understand how inspections are conducted and what to expect. This will help you plan and prepare accordingly. Not knowing who to call when the investigator arrives, demanding they sign confidentiality agreements or no photo agreements, or stalling them on arrival all diminish trust and send the message that you do not respect that there is a job to be done. Professionalism is critical. You would be horrified to refer to a member of your leadership by the wrong name. Learn the investigator's name and how they would like to be addressed. Most investigators are very comfortable with the use of their first name. However, public health service officers may want you to use their title. I was once referred to by the wrong name every day for a 10-day inspection, and it wasn't until I signed the 483 did they realize they had called me by the wrong name the entire time. It was not good. Your professionalism goes beyond knowing the investigator's name, however. It also goes to the attitude and posture presented during the inspection. Investigators who are met with aggressive, confrontational, or even weepy management begin not to trust your intent. Aggressive and confrontational individuals are perceived to be hiding something, and weepy individuals are perceived to be creating a distraction from the process. No screamers or criers suggested. Corporate and personal integrity should be demonstrated with every action. It seems obvious, but do not lie and do not lie by omission. Being transparent and helpful builds trust. Offer explanation, particularly for unique processes or products. Make sure the most responsible individual on site is prepared to meet the investigator and at a minimum receive the notice of inspection and inspectional observations if presented. There have been times when the most responsible individual on site has refused to present themselves to receive the documents. Investigators are trained that it is their responsibility to issue to this individual. Failure of this individual to produce themselves is seen as leadership shirking its responsibility. Always strive to present the right person for the job. Do not withhold your personnel from the investigator. Provide the person who is most qualified to answer the question or explain the process, policy, or documents. The right person does not necessarily need to be the subject matter expert. In fact, oftentimes, the SME is very knowledgeable but lacks the ability to communicate in a way that non-SMEs can understand. Provide the person who has the facts and can communicate them clearly. Making your knowledgeable staff available demonstrates that personnel at all levels of the organization can communicate their understanding of their role. It also demonstrates that management has nothing to fear from a frontline employee relaying their day-to-day activities. Demonstrate confidence. If you need a lawyer present for an inspection, it automatically makes an investigator expect that there are things you are not going to share. It would be rare that your legal team has a role in your day-to-day manufacturing, design, and CAPA operations. So what are they there to speak to? Demonstrate that the individuals responsible for routine operations know the quality system and how to work within it. And be quick about it. Be prepared to present requested personnel, documents, and tours in an expeditious manner. When it begins to take an inordinate amount of time to respond to a request, it raises questions about what is going on behind the scenes. Are you changing documents or creating those that do not exist? Or are you cleaning house before the tour? I entered a firm and presented a notice of inspection. I was told to take a seat and that they would get the manager. In the 30-plus minutes it took them to get the manager, I heard a lot of banging and water running behind the doors. It made me very curious, to say the least. Ask questions when you are unclear. Nothing erodes trust more in subsequent inspections than to see a 483 response that contains information that didn't exist during the course of the inspection or alleges that management did not understand the observations that were presented. This is particularly worrisome if it is noted in the report that you had no questions or comments. Keep your promises. Whether you say you will do something during the inspection, during the closeout, or in writing, keep your promises. If you promise a time frame, do everything possible to meet that time frame. And if you will not, let the agency or investigator know this before the deadline arrives. Finally, having a conversation works best. Do not approach interactions with the agency as if you are standing before the firing squad. If you are that nervous, the assumption is that you do not know what you are doing. Instead, approach each interaction as a teaming session. It may feel or seem cliche, but the agency really does view the promotion and protection of public health as a team effort between government, industry, and academia. Seek to work together, provide explanation, ask questions, keep promises, and speak to each other with respect for the role that each plays. A comfortable conversation builds trust in your knowledge and in your intent.
Thanks for the great tips and advice, Ricky. In our next Compliance 360 podcast, Ricky will talk about how you can better manage your device firm's quality data. You can check out our other podcasts and much more at medtechinsight.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at medtech_insight. For now, thanks for listening.